this privilege of talking to him in prayer. How humbling it is when someone prays for you. And gathered with my friend's family this week as we had prayer before they would remove all of the equipment from their son, before the doctor would remove all the equipment from their son. You know, there's only one place they wanted to go. There's only one person they wanted to talk to. And that was the Heavenly Father. Have you ever been there where that's the only thing you want to do? You just want to pray to God. Maybe you want somebody with you to hold your hand. Maybe you want someone to pray with you, but you want to pray to God. Listen to what he says. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him, or the New American Standard was read in your hearing, through him, giving thanks. You want to talk to him? He's made a way that you can have that relationship. You want to have life? John said in John 10:31, these things are written you might have life. He said, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life. Listen, through his name. It is a very valuable study to begin and to say, can I understand what he's talking about when he says, in his name, through his name? All the way back at the beginning of the Bible, all the way to the end of the Bible, that's a powerful study. That's one that we need for our day. That's one for the ages. All that's made available in his name, through his name.